Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Ola Sanders, and I did a survey, and I was on, and the item that I was getting was free, $7.97. I think all I had to do was pay the shipping charge, but I also was charged $54.97, which I didn't authorize there.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
Hello, ma'am?
Your zip code?
Oh, my zip code is 30038.
30038?
Yes.
And then what was your first and last name?
First name is Ola. O-L-A, and the last name is Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then what was your mailing address?
The mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
4949 Tadmore, T-A-D-M-O-R-E Lane. And that's in Lithonia, Georgia, 30038.
Yes, sir, ma'am. And I do see there was an order that was placed for the purifier. Whenever you place that order, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card for the $54.97. That would have been emailed to ola316 at hotmail.com.
Right. And no, I didn't want to do a subscription. I need to cancel that.
Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and have this account canceled. I can also provide you with a confirmation number.
Okay.
And your confirmation number is going to be C, like Charlie.
C,
25-89-13-96-0.
Okay. All right. So, no, I don't need a subscription. I just, you know, did the little survey and was thought I was getting a free purifier.
Yes, ma'am. That cancellation, it's been canceled, or this account has been canceled. And that confirmation number is just for your personal records.
Okay. Now, what about the 790? I mean, what about the other charge? I was charged shipping.
Yes, ma'am. We don't give the shipping handling back. That order's already been shipped out.
Oh, okay. So I still get the order, but this other thing is, the subscription is being canceled, right?
That's correct. Purifier, your shipment should be delivered by the 7th of February by 8 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so this is the subscription
has been canceled.
$54.97 is canceled. And I got my confirmation number. Okay, then how soon should I see this on my chart, on my account?
Yes, and that cancellation just stops any future billings. As far as the current charge, it'd still be a valid charge. We can offer a partial refund on that.
Okay. Well, I don't understand why I can't get the full refund.
Because the order was placed and you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions.
I know, but it wasn't in the terms or conditions.
Yes, and that's the only way you can place the order, if it's in the terms and conditions.
Okay. All right, then. Well, all right.
Yes,
okay,
and so
well, thank
would
you
you
for.
like the 50% refund?
Well, actually, once it get, I'm disputing it, and my Capital One will refund me.
Yes, and what happens when you file
amount.
A dispute is that we provide them the tracking number, which shows that the order has been delivered or it will be delivered. We provide them with your email address as well as the phone number and the mailing address as well as the website.
Right.
During the dispute process,
right.
they'll issue a temporary refund, but once they verify with the information that we provide that an order was delivered and placed, it puts your account into a chargeback, which means they remove that temporary refund, and we don't issue refund or we don't do refunds once the chargeback happens.
Well, the thing about it, I didn't agree to. Okay, I understand. I didn't agree. I did not agree.
Yes, and whenever the order was
agree.
Placed for the purifier, you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions.
No, ma'am. There wasn't anything there.
Well, yes, and we do apologize that the terms and conditions were overlooked, but you would have had to agree that you read and understood those. As a one-time courtesy, we'll go ahead and issue the full refund. It takes 3 to 5
okay.
days to post.
Okay, this is $497?
That's correct.
Okay, I certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for your customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.